There was a major development in a federal investigation of steroid use in sports this week. A world champion American sprinter, Kelly White, had to turn in two of her gold medals. White won both the 100 and 200 meters at the World Track and Field Championships last summer. Now she's admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs, including some that were never detected by tests. She's been suspended for 2 years. Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us now, as he does most Fridays. Stefan, tell us why this is such an important development.
Well, because it is the direct result of information gathered in that federal investigation, which is the Balco case. Balco stands for Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative, and that's the case in which a bunch of big-name athletes, including Barry Bonds and Jason Giambi in baseball, have testified in front of a grand jury. Kelly White's suspension is the first big athlete who's been brought down by information gathered in that case.
How did her case come together?
Well, Senator John McCain heads a committee. He subpoenaed information from the Justice Department, and then he turned it over to the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, which is an independent body that tests Olympic sports athletes. Kelly White had tested positive for a mild banned drug last year, but the Balco documents included much more damaging information. There were schedules for drug use of more serious performance drugs. There were lab results. There were incriminating emails. Her lawyer called the evidence overwhelming, and she essentially copped a plea.
One track star whose name keeps coming up again and again in this is Marion Jones, and she said this week that she would sue the U.S. Olympic Committee if she were denied a place on the Olympic team this summer. What prompted that?
Well, she's defending herself and her reputation. Now, on the one hand, she's never failed a drug test, and she asserted again this week that she's been drug-free for her whole career. But she has had associations with the founder of Balco, who's been indicted. Her former husband and some coaches have had ties to drug cases. She also testified before this grand jury. So her PR team and her lawyers are advising her to get in front of this. And they've requested a meeting, and they've been granted a meeting with anti-doping agency officials, even though there is no case against her. And at this point, there's no indication that they're going to bring a case.
And she's been very outspoken thus far. Marion Jones says she doesn't think it's fair to prosecute athletes on anything but a positive drug test. That seems to be the main issue
here. It is the main issue here. The Anti-Doping Agency and the U.S. Olympic Committee have said that they will go with what are called non-analytical positives. And those are cases where there's no positive drug test, but they believe they can sanction based on documents, on witnesses, on confessions. Marion Jones, her lawyers, and other lawyers that represent athletes say that this is just not fair. It violates due process, that you need a positive drug test in order to go after them. The complication is that there are these drugs now that are just non-detectable. So you're in this place where you don't know what to do. On the one hand, athletes may be using drugs that you can't test for, and you want to get them out of the games as well. On the other hand, what's the level of evidence that you need?
Well, the games are just weeks away. The U.S. Officials don't have a lot of time to work this out.
No, they really don't. The Olympic trials in some sports have already started. The track trials, which are the crucial ones because most of these athletes are track and field athletes that we're talking about, those start on July the 9th, and the USOC has to submit a roster for the Athens Olympics by July 21st. The USOC is going to need time for appeals of anti-doping agency decisions through an arbitration process that all the athletes agree to, but they're also going to need time because inevitably athletes that are found guilty without a positive drug test are going to challenge the entire testing process. We're looking at a messy few months before the Olympics this summer.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis writes for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.